Pleasure. Good to speak to you.
First off, just want to have a look at some of the research that's been shown here today, because showing us Brits aren't checking his tyres enough ahead of these long journeys. How much of a problem is this?
It's a worrying problem. I like people to look after their cars, and this survey by Hankook Tyres has pointed out, or discovered, frighteningly, that about a third of us are going off on long trips this Easter, and a third of those aren't going to check their tyres. In fact, up in Yorkshire, surprisingly, you're above average. You could desert. 44% of you are deserting Yorkshire and Humberside to go off somewhere. So that's almost half your population, and a third of them aren't going to check their tyres before they disappear south, north, or wherever they're going to go. So we're here to try and get you to do it.
And Stephen, what are some of the best tips for looking after your tyres?
Well, the best tips looking after your tyres is to keep an eye on them. Because you don't know what you've been over. When you consider those tyres are doing 800 revolutions every time you do a mile. All that's in contact with the road is the size of your handprint. And as you go over and over and over and over, what will happen is tyres gradually go. If you watch Formula One, you'll see all those bits of rubber by the side of the road because they have rapid wear there with their tyres. Our tyres do a similar thing. So as your tread depth goes down, you start to get problems. On a wet road, at 50 miles an hour, the braking between 2.5 millimetres of depth and 1.6 can be three times the length of the car extra. So that's a massive, massive difference. So check your tread depths. If you're getting down below 2.5 millimetres, you're getting towards the legal limit, which is 1.6, but get below 2.5, get into a fast fit tyre fitting station. They will give you a free check on your tyre. Also, if you get like a blister on the side of your tyre, that's the tyre that's been damaged somewhere. They don't come from the factory like that, but it's hit a pothole or a curb. That tyre is starting to fall apart inside. Get in, get it checked. If you've got a cut on the side of your tyre, over 1 millimetre, over 25 millimetres or an inch in old money, that's illegal, because what's happening is that tyre is starting to split and fall apart. If you've got any cut in your tyre and you can see the cords underneath it, which run up and down the side of the tyre, then again, that means water is ingressing, water and steel, or the cords start to rot. So you get rust or rot. So all these are things you need to check for.
That sounds very technical to me, Steve. Ingressing and stuff. Yeah. I'd just go straight down the tyre retailer if I was.
Get in there and
drive
it.
In and say,
if you're worried,
I'm
get it.
Taking a family
get it in there.
Down south or up north or east, check me flipping tyres.
Get it in there.
That's very true. That's very true. And Stephen, obviously, we know how important a good set of tyres on your car is, but how much difference can it actually make to your driving?
Make a lot of difference to your driving, because if the tyres aren't gripping the road, then what happens is, as the tyres wear down, your braking distances get longer and longer in the wet. So you've got to stop. And how many times have you suddenly put your foot on the brake and haven't noticed the person in front? That's your braking distance got a lot shorter than you had in the first place. So it's leave plenty of space, drive as smoothly as possible, and if you're putting more than two people or three people in the car, check the pressures. The pressures have to be increased.
And also, check the pressures of the spare tyres. Well, one thing people always forget them. They get the we've got to change the tyre. They get all their luggage for the Easter holidays out the boot, get the carpet off of the boot, get the spare tyre out, and it's as flat as a pancake. So remember, if you've got a real spare tyre, which of course not every car has anymore nowadays, make sure the pressure's up in your spare tyre.
If you've got one of those skinny spare tyres as well, it's worth checking that should be around about 76 PSI. It will tell you in your handbook. But if you operate those tyres at 30 or 33 pounds per square inch, the vehicle will handle badly.
Yeah, you're right there. And what you say there, Tiff, as well, there's nothing worse. Because I remember when I got my first car, trying to change the tyre, first time I'd ever done it, absolute nightmare when I find out that the spare tyre's absolutely naff.
Yeah. Perished and rotten in the bottom of the boot.
And I suppose, Steve, there's no worse as well. You're going out on your Easter week, you got two kids in the back, suddenly you're a lay-by somewhere on the countryside, ruining the entire weekend.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing, it can ruin your entire life. You can have a fatal accident if a tyre blows out. But yeah, the minimum, it's going to ruin your weekend. You imagine the aggro, and it's raining, and you're due somewhere and you're late, you missed the ferry or something. So yeah, just get on the radio today, and I'm glad to encourage people to get those tyres checked.
Yeah, and also your pressures. Keep your pressures as they should be, because if you don't have the pressures right, the tyres take control of your driving, not you.
That's very true. It's very true indeed. And Tiff, of course, a legendary British racing driver. I couldn't let the opportunity pass without asking you a little bit about Formula One. Now, of course, we've seen it all kicking off at the moment as well. There's been quite a few changes. Do you think we're going to see it a little bit more competitive this season now, Tiff?
Well, yeah. Ferrari have come out of the blocks and blown Lewis away. I think Lewis is a bit upset. I think he thought he'd pretty cruise to another title. But, yeah, they've changed the rules. Bigger, wider tyres. And, of course, even in Formula One, all the talk is about your tyre wear, getting the best performance out of your tyre. They change the tyre pressures by like 0.1, 0.2 of a PSI. They're so critical to get the best performance that although they spend millions and billions on their fancy hybrid engines and aero, the most important thing to the drivers on race day is the condition of their tyres. That's what they rely on.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And also, Tiff, as well, we've seen you a lot on the telly in recent years as well. We've seen Top Gear making a re-emergence. What have you made of it all there, Tiff?
What, the tribute band?
Yeah.
I doubt. The three of them are great presenters, but they haven't got the same chemistry. And I'm just amazed that even when Chris Evans came on first and now still, that they're not changing the format. I think they've got to reinvent it and come up with something new. Because when you at the moment, they really are copying what the old three egos used to do. And but they used to do it with such great chemistry between them. And it takes time for chemistry to work. And either we've got to give this lot, you know, 2 or 3 years to settle in. But then, yeah, I can't see Matt LeBlanc, you know, signing up for another 5 years. I don't know. It's a strange thing at the moment. But the tribute band is fun to watch, but not the real thing.
Yeah, I know what you mean there. And I suppose it's hard striking that balance between it being a proper car show and having that entertainment on the side as well.
Yeah, I think they should bring it back to be a bit more of a car show. I think, you know, the funny bits that the boys did, you know, they're not doing as well. And perhaps they've just got to change something. And instead of just doing the usual expensive trip, they're spending a fortune of BBC's money doing it. But hey-ho, there you go.
Yeah, that's very true indeed. If people want a little bit more information, lads, on tyre pressures, where's best to go?
Well, the best place to look will be on our website, which is Hankook Tyre, that's tyre spelt with an I, .com. There you will find the results of our survey, not only for Yorkshire, but for the whole of the country, and also more about tyres and pressures and what happens when your tyres are fitted for original equipment and the difference in those and other ones.
Oh, lads, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Daytimes today.
Cheers, all the best.